Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. And with that, now that we've whetted our appetite for mystery writers, let's see what's on in the book bag. And we have two or three minutes for that.
You have all right. Well, let me give you another recommendation by our reader who reads five books at a time, Mary Ellen Hind. And this time she's recommending a book called Sarah's Key. I hadn't even heard of it before she recommended it, but I went ahead and read it, by a woman named Tatiana de Rosnay, R-O-S-N-A-Y. And it deals with one single day in the middle of Paris in World War II, July 16th, 1942. You probably know nothing about that date, right?
No, I don't.
On that date, Jews in Paris were rounded up and taken to the Hippodrome for deportation eventually to the concentration camps.
I knew about the event, but not the date.
Do you know why that event is not one of France's prouder moments?
Well,
the police that rounded them up were French.
Yeah. Well, the French cooperated. Anti-Semitism in France was virulent.
Anyway, it's the story of a young girl who has a brother, and before they leave the apartment and are forced to go to the Hippodrome, she hides her brother in a closet under the sink, a hidden closet that they only both know about, and for which she only has the key, thinking they're only going to last a day. Well, they end up, her parents are deported to the concentration camps. She and a friend escape but are taken in by sympathizers. And it isn't until long after the war is over that she can go back and to that room. And the other thing is, she knows that her brother is dead by now because the apartments were immediately, the houses that were evacuated were immediately given over to French citizens to live in. She does find out that he's killed. But the relationship between the narrator in the story, it starts out by her being assigned an article for an American newspaper in Paris, to discover what happened on July 16th, she begins to discover all kinds of connections. So it is full of twists and turns at the ending, but it is a great read, and it gives you a piece of history that I knew nothing about whatsoever.
Isn't that great when you come across something that fills a void you didn't know existed?
That's right, yeah. And so it's a very good book.
What is it with you? Every time you get a recommendation, you actually read the book.
Well, not all the time, but this time I did. Uh-huh. Partly because she comes in to read for the blind and knows whether I've read the book or not. So.
Oh, well, I see. So,
but I can't keep up with Mary Ellen. She has about 10 books that are still on my list, and maybe in the future, in a year or two, I'll get to them, but this one I did pick up and read.
Uh-huh. So guilt does work its wonders, doesn't
guilt
it?
Guilt works its wonders. Anyway, it's a good piece of history.
Okay, and with that, we will have a good piece of music here to usher us out the door. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Our guest was Patrick Ireland, whose book, The Big Drugstore, is coming out, a noir mystery set in Davenport. Roll and I'll be back next Saturday. We hope you'll join us then for another Scribble.